UW.com. Also, catch up on any UW sports with welcome to 7220.com. Tracy Ringlesby, our good friend, joining us. What's going on, Tracy?
Hey, nothing. What's up with you guys?
Not a lot. Sorry I couldn't get back to you on Saturday. I hope it wasn't anything pressing.
Oh, no, that's no problem. No, that everything's fine.
Okay, good. Boy, that was a... That
better if you could have been here. Drive me home, so I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, that was quite a pasting in Albuquerque, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we got a bad connection here, Tracy.
I think the last five games were a lot of reason to be excited and optimistic about what could be coming up for the team. The Utah State game, they should have won that game.
Yeah.
You know, they give up a 99-yard kickoff return. That's very unlike them. And then the interception gets returned to the 3-yard line, and Utah State scores. And Utah State had under 200 yards of offense in that game. You know, that's the big offensive machine, right? So, I mean, I think that all speaks well for this team.
Well, they actually should have won the Hawaii game also. I mean, there's two right off the bat. They should have won. So
I mean, if they don't get a bid, I think you know there's going to be disappointment. There should be. They played well at the end. You know, they probably finished as well as any team in the country. But they have two games they can look back at and kick themselves over.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, like I said a few minutes ago, the situation as of today is there are four more teams that are bowl eligible than there are slots for teams to play in bowls. So I think it's going to be hard for the Cowboys and hard for the Bulls to pick the Cowboys over teams in the conference that have better records than they have. So, you know, if they'd have been 7-5, I think they would have, they've been there. But right now, 6-6, it's a little tough.
Yeah, and there's a bevy of them at 6-6. That's mm-hmm. the thing. If they were at 7-5, they'd be automatic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But at 6-6, there's. There's probably, I think, 12 or 15 teams at 6-6. So you get into that bind, and there could be another one. You know, Virginia Tech could still get there.
Yeah, they could if they win this weekend. So
yeah, I think actually they're 3 over right now, but with the idea that Tech could win. But, you know, I mean, also the other thing is Marshall's not a bad team that they're going to play.
No, and so. ESPN listed all of them today, and they said 4 teams. Right now, that there's too many, four too many with a possibility of 5. So I don't know if ESPN's got it right or not. They sometimes don't, but that was their breakdown today.
When do winter meetings start, Tracy?
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see what picks up. Braddock's every now and then does something at the last minute. Pretty exciting.
Yeah. He certainly does. Josh Donaldson to the Braves, Tracy, 1 year, $23 million. Is that an interesting one right there to get things started?
Yeah, I guess what happens with that is the Braves say, you know, we'll overpay for 1 year.
Okay.
Because you're looking at a guy that you don't know how healthy he's going to be. You didn't play hard at all this year. And so as opposed to getting bogged down in a 2 or 3 year deal, I mean, money was a lot different back then, but I can remember out of friend Joe Klein that was the general manager of the Tigers, and everybody's like, how can he give Eric Davis $2 million for 1 year? He could have signed him for $3 million for two. And Joe's like, I only want him for 1 year. Why pay an extra $1 million and get stuck with him? So I think that's a factor, you know. I'll overpay this year. I got a lot of young guys. My payroll's going to be down. So I can afford to do that this year, and then we'll just see what happens.
I got a question. I was looking today because we're trying to put together promotions for next spring and summer. I looked today, and the Rockies are back on the road opening day, and again, they have 7 road games before they come home. Why is it? It seems like to me the Rockies open on the road almost every year. They never have an opening day, actual real opening day, at Coors Field. Am I wrong, or is there something going on there?
No, I just think they don't want any more April games than they have to have.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the weather situation. So, I mean, they get into that situation. They try to avoid as much as possible having April games. And then it's going to be a week. If you open on the road, it's going to be a week because you open on a Friday now. Well, they want their home opener to be a Friday. They want it to be part of a long weekend. That's their request. So if they do not open the season at home, they're going to be on a one-week road trip. Fortunately for them, they can fly into Fort Myers, play an exhibition game, have a day off, then they'll play in Miami, and then they'll go to Tampa. So they'll get that all out of the way early. I mean, if I'm them, I like that because I don't want to go to those places in July or August.
Yeah, I think I looked today. They open on a Thursday, actually, at Miami and have 4 days there and then go to Tampa for three before they come home. I think they don't open at home until, like, the 5th. The opening day is the 28th, and they don't open at home until the 5th. So.
Yeah, they open at home on a Friday. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their day. Whatever the first Friday in April is when they'll open.
Adam Ottavino to the Yankees. Are you hearing anything like that?
Well, it comes up a lot. He lives in New York City still. It's where he's from. It would be interesting. I don't think the Rockies have totally written off signing him, but they're not gonna go nuts. They're not gonna get 4 or 5. I would imagine they might not even get 3-year contracts to relief pitchers anymore. You know, they're so inconsistent. It's funny because during the season the fans were like, you know, if it wasn't for Ottavino, and in spring training they were like, I can't believe they're stuck with Ottavino for another year. But that's part of relief pitching, the ups and downs of that job. It's very – closers are a little bit different, and I think that's why they're closers. But the consistency of setup guys is a gamble, because I think just as many times as they get to warm up in a year, as many games as they get into, for the, you know, more than 70 games, they probably warm up for 80 to 90, probably 90 times. And so the wear and tear, I think, is a little bit more. And – now, there's a reason they're a setup guy. And so you have to be careful there. And I think maybe last year the Rockies, in my opinion, maybe they went a little bit overboard in signing everybody to 3-year deals.
Is anybody shown any interest in Shaw? Is there any chance that anybody would
want
to steal him away by any chance?
He might be good this year.
Cleveland loves him.
Yeah.
So, but... you know, we get back to that's what you were saying that about Ottavino last year, David.
I don't think I ever said about Adam. I think I was always in his camp.
Oh, baloney!
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
We've got the archives, Tracy.
He Schroyer was better received by you than Adam Ottavino.
He Schroyer? Wow! Wow!
I know he's not going to get in right away. Todd Helton, I know we're pushing Larry Walker to get into the Hall of Fame, but Todd Helton, Hall of Fame worthy, in your opinion?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, it's, you know, if you vote to if you'll vote up to 10 players, I mean, I think he's got to be in that group.
Yeah.
And you have the right to do that. I have him in at 8. I have him in a group of 8. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to vote for a 9 and a 10. But, I mean, I think by far that if the Rockies have a Hall of Fame caliber player in their history, number one on the list is Walker.
Oh, yeah.
He was such a complete great player. And I think at times, because he didn't jump up and down and scream a lot, and he laughed and he smiled and he had fun playing the game, people mistake that at times. I mean, it's George Brett didn't have to go through what Walker's going through, but I always tell George, he used to be my favorite player all time, except he's a better defensive player than you were. George goes, oh, I agree with that.
All right, now, is Arenado on the list for the ballot this year?
No. He doesn't have 10 years in the big leagues yet. He wouldn't even qualify if he retired.
Okay.
He's got 5-plus years.
Yeah, should he be on the ballot?
This year? No.
No.
Come on, okay. Monty.
Just checking.
He's our Major League Baseball insider. InsideTheSeams.com is his website. Also, for all your UW Athletics news, welcome to 7220.com. Tracy, always a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll see you sometime at a basketball game soon, right?
Yeah, and but get lucky, we'll see you at a bowl game, right?
Hopefully so. That'd be great.
Yeah.
We'll cross our fingers, Tracy. Thanks, man.
See you guys.
See you.